Jeffrey Carriquez is at his home, or rather his headquarters, in the Worcester Square neighborhood of New Haven. This is the last day of a two-week struggle to find the 2,100 signatures necessary to get him on the primary ballot. Now, he's telling a volunteer that the team has managed to get over 3,500.
Which is like 35% of the people who voted for mayor last year.
Yeah, because if you have 3,000 signatures, you just need 1,000 more people, literally.
It's almost half of the people that voted for DiStefano. Yeah. He had 7,700 votes.
Carriquez wears many hats. He's a realtor, psychotherapist, and amateur photographer. He's also the first mayoral candidate to qualify for public financing from the New Haven Democracy Fund since John DiStefano himself. Carriquez's comeback home platform would encourage city employees to live in New Haven instead of commuting in, with a 5-year, 50% tax break. And with a goatee and thick, square-framed glasses, he admits to being a bit of a budget wonk. He studied the budget carefully, he says, and sees where changes can be made.
If we actually did our budget in October instead of starting it in March, we would actually be able to budget on real numbers, not assumed numbers.
Half of New Haven's general fund budget comes from the state level, he says, but the city does its budget before the state does. That makes it harder to pass a balanced budget, Carriquez says, and lets the mayor gloss over funding gaps.
I think that what happens is any politician that gets in the office for so long can become complacent, who can consolidate power, so it's really, again, just a one-person show, which is sort of what I think we have now.
And with his 3,500 signatures, he says, he's ready to challenge that. For WNPR, I'm Uma Ramayya.